Sounds very advanced.
P-O-P-P-A.
Anyways.
No evidence for the...
Another day. Another podcast, Melted Chocolate. Welcome in. I think Aaron Pollard. I'm the host, of course. Cody Webb is to my right.
What up, B? Hey. Sound engineer slash... I did some work on that one.
Yeah, we're still, you know, figuring out the ins and outs of everything. But it's all going good. It must be January.
Oh.
Because today on the show we have Michaela January.
Yes, it's me.
Applause.
Welcome. Yo, we need a soundboard for that shit. Like,
we need a soundboard. That'd be great. Jesse, we need a soundboard.
Put that on the work order.
In the budget?
Work order.
Yes. Alright. How you doing, Michaela?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you? Pretty good.
Yeah, Michaela, I ain't seen you in a minute.
I ain't seen you in a minute either. It's been almost 24 hours, damn near.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
What you got going on in your life?
School and work.
That's
apart. About it. Very boring.
Michaela January is my girlfriend, ladies and gentlemen.
That's me.
And Cody.
The tag teaming against me.
Is one of my best friends.
Uh-huh.
So it's just a whole nice party over here. It's been a minute. It's been a cool minute. We haven't recorded a podcast in 2.5-3 weeks. But we're back on it.
Creative juices.
Tried to record the other day, but certain things just didn't work out.
Sorry.
But now we're back. Hopefully. Jeez. Hopefully,
Jit was out of there.
Get back on a weekly schedule. That'd be ideal.
I'm cool with that.
So, it's Wednesday. Maybe every Wednesday, maybe every Friday. Like originally, but whatever.
I'm feeling Wednesdays.
It'll all work out. So, what's going on in everyone's lives?
Quick Michaela.
Update for everyone. It's been a few weeks. My birthday passed. I am now 23. It was fun. Thank you to everyone that wished me happy birthday. But that doesn't matter now because it passed.
It's in the past.
Babe?
Yes.
What's been going on with you?
There's school and work. My birthday's on Sunday. I'll be 21. November 3rd.
Same day as?
No, you didn't forget.
Of course, I couldn't forget about ASAP.
Duh.
I added her on Facebook.
She won't even be here, though.
Oh, where's she going to be?
Out of town.
Oh, she just...
No, she's going to Texas.
She's living her best
Texas?
Life. Yeah.
What's in Texas? Oh, no.
Supposedly. You know what? We going to move on.
We're going to move on ahead.
Uh-huh.
Well, happy early birthday to her.
Yes, happy early birthday to you, too.
Thank you.
And ASAP, and whoever else's birthday is on November 3rd.
How old is she going to be?
5-0.
Really?
The big 5-0, she's not going to be here?
Yep.
She don't look it at all. She looks very young.
That's crazy. She should have had a whole big extravaganza.
In Texas.
Yeah,
I think her cousin, like, lives there. Because she went out there a couple weeks, months ago.
Oh.
She had a blast. So she's going back.
You'll be going to Texas in 2 years?
Huh?
2021 Texas trip.
News to him.
For what?
Us.
Oh, just to go?
Yeah, that's what we're doing, right? Then we talk.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
You know how that goes.
Hopefully, everyone.
That's the plan as of 2 years earlier.
Yeah, I mean, I want to plan it all out, and you know, everyone have a good amount of money saved up.
You know how that go?
I do. But anyways, what are we talking about today? It's been a long day.
All right, let's get this elephant out the room.
Okay.
Who are you picking? Me or Michaela?
What? Picking for what?
Anything.
This is like a situation room?
In any situation.
It depends on who's dying first.
What?
It don't have to be a dying situation.
Oh.
See, you went extreme.
Dang, man. You can't do this to me.
I can.
I'll still love you if you say Cody.
All right, so Cody.
Okay. It's settled.
Yep.
Why?
Because I've known Cody longer.
And he loves you.
I do love you, bro.
You're his brother. That he's never had.
I don't have any brothers.
Pulling the heartstrings.
Oh, wow. We said that at the same time.
We said that at the same time. Say what?
Pulling the heartstrings.
Really?
Yeah.
Just now?
Yes.
I didn't hear that. I just heard my fart. I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
Ah, all love. Love you too, buddy.
Shut up. Shit.
All right, Michaela.
Yes.
How's school?
How was everything with you? You're a special guest on the show.
Yeah, tell us. Tell the audience about yourself.
What's going on?
Give us a rundown of what Michaela does.
Michaela goes to the gym.
Yes.
All right.
Tries to go consistently.
Right.
Tries to eat a healthy diet and drink her water. Get her education. And get her money.
Ooh, get that bag.
That's about it. Bag.
Get that bag.
Bag, sis.
It's kind of all I have time for right now.
Yeah, pretty normal.
But I stepped out and went to a Halloween party last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Cody wasn't invited.
No, I wasn't. It's cool. But.
It wasn't.
You went as Joey Bosa, right? Or Nick Bosa.
She went as Joey.
I went as one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Weird. Mine is Nick.
Hers is but Joey. You gave her. Y'all have both blackout jerseys?
Yeah, there's two blackout jerseys.
Oh.
Same number.
The one that I got myself was Nick. The one that Dave got me, the smaller one, is Joey.
And she had that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Same number, same type jersey.
Gotcha.
So
I think I looked pretty clean, but
you did. And I went as a bandito.
Can't go bad at that.
Simple. Mask hoodie.
But you repped the team well, Michaela.
Dude.
Thank you.
Had the socks.
Had the socks.
Yes, I got them from Amazon.
I peed. You're
wearing it to work tomorrow.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
We should wear that to work tomorrow.
My Mac or black thing broke.
Ooh.
I can still wear it.
What's that thing called? The black stuff?
I black.
Just black out.
I black.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it broke. I was very sad.
Yeah, it's cheap anyways.
Yeah.
So anyways, let's move right along into our first topic. And we'll talk about YouTube couples. What y'all think about YouTube couples? Because I saw on Twitter's.
It's gimmicky.
A whole bunch of stuff that like it, at first, I didn't think anything of it. I was just like, oh, it's just YouTube. Whatever. And then. Like, I saw on Twitter and, like, opened my eyes, so to say, and I was like, they really, like, stop what they're doing to grab a camera, set up, record, and then continue what they're doing. And to me, that's just, like,
I feel like it's case by case. Like, some people you can tell their genuine relationship, and some people, it just looks forced.
It's gimmicky.
Yeah.
But, like, wouldn't it always be forced? Because, like, say, for example, you and I are arguing, we're a YouTube couple, we're... And, like, you're, like, going off on me. I'm like, all right, hold up. Let me grab the camera. Let me make sure all the settings are right.
Hold that thought.
Now you continue yelling at me with the same energy.
The energy changes when the cameras turn on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets more dramatic.
So I just feel like it's all fake.
Yeah. It's for the views.
It's all right, though. That's the trending thing, so.
Like, I mean, it's weird.
Get you paid, though.
And then they get pregnant, and then everything blows up, and then...
Yeah.
Just weird. Like, what do you... Like, if you have a miscarriage, your first thought is...
To put it on YouTube.
Let's go on YouTube with this.
Start filming on a camera.
Yeah.
Until... I'm just... I wouldn't want everybody knowing my business like that.
Yeah, but I think once you become a YouTuber, you kind of sign up for that. But you also pick and choose what you want to share.
I know. So. But then, like... So, like, they'll do that, but then someone, like, finds out, like, where they live or something. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, I still want my privacy, blah, blah, blah. And, like, you kind of don't have any privacy.
Yeah. It's really iffy.
Because you let everybody in the world know, depending on how many subscribers you have. That's
why a lot of them don't show the front of their house or their street, stuff like that.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can find that out easy.
Yeah.
Like, you type in my name, you can find out where I live. It's not hard.
It's really not. Oh. That's crazy.
It's scary.
People, you gotta watch what you put on the internet, because internet never goes away.
Never.
And it's not going to.
Never.
It's only gonna get better.
Yeah, you two couples are weirdos.
I won't call them weirdos. you know, you take advantage of what's going on
right now. Yeah, I mean, people eat it up, but to me, it's just weird. I wouldn't want my whole relationship out there for everyone to comment on and judge and
I feel like takes away from, like, the, I don't want to say authentic, but, like, the connection you have with the person, I guess.
Yeah, like, we're about to argue. That's the biggest thing. Like, we're about to argue. Let me get the camera rolling.
What do y'all argue about?
Okay, like us? Or like,
yeah, what do y'all argue
YouTube
about?
YouTube couples. The two of us?
YouTube, yes.
Can we cuss?
Yeah.
Dumb shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you know it's dumb shit, why do you do it?
Cody.
I'm just asking.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. It just happens.
There's some stuff, like, certain things will, like, just hit that certain nerve, and then it's like,
yeah, but then we realize it's dumb later, so it's more of
an
emotional thing.
Who starts it?
Me.
Yeah, her.
A good majority or all of them?
Yeah.
A good majority. He doesn't like to really argue ever.
So I'm not a controversial person.
When he gets mad, it's like, struck a nerve.
Like, I'll do something and then she'll be like, oh, I don't really like that. You know, basic, it's like basic couple shit, but like we're 4 years into this, so it's not that big of a deal. We make up easy.
Yeah.
We're both grown. It's not like when you're like 6 months to a year into a relationship and you argue and you're like, oh, I'm gonna leave you, blah, blah, blah.
It's a lot of children type
stuff. Like,
it is.
Like, you argue, you talk it out, and you work it out. It might not be right away. And you argue about something, and then that digs up something that's been on the person's mind, and then that leads to other things. And you're like, you know what? What I try to do, I'm like, just get whatever's on your chest, get it out. Get it out right now. So that we can work it out and move on from this crap.
Yeah.
Because we're grown here.
I think once you're in a relationship longer, you see more potential in your future than when you're like a month or six in. It just depends.
So when y'all argue, or when Michaela argues, is it something like you feel in the moment? Or is it something like, is there any logic to your argument, or are you just arguing just to, like, argue?
No, I don't argue to argue. Like, okay. I'm not a person that wants to argue, but if something bothers me, I'm going to speak it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Again, another case, when something might bother her, and she'll come to me, and then I'll be like, why would that bother you?
Why would it?
Yeah. Like, that's not the point. Like, the point is, it bothers her. And so
it needs to be addressed.
Yeah. Now, if it's something stupid, then it's like, get over it.
And then I get more mad.
So, I mean, but that's just the truth. And it's the same way for me, too. Say, like, oh, I don't like that. This is a stupid example, but, like, I don't like that the sky is blue. And I'm mad at it. I'm mad for it.
But you're not mad at her, though.
I know, but it's just.
It's easy to take your anger out on someone you're with and talking to all the time.
Like, if she's angry, or if it's that time of the month, it's going to be a rough time for me. Even if I don't do anything, because if something happens and she's driving and her phone falls, guess who's getting the heat for it? Me. Just because I'm the first person there.
Okay, that was a little dramatic.
It's really not, but
my phone.
And that's just—it's just an example. It's not like you might have never dropped your phone while you were driving, but it's just an example. And it's just what the territory that comes with being in a relationship for this long. So.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Good question.
Great question.
I asked the tough ones around here.
It wasn't really tough, but it was a good question.
It was intense.
Caused you to think.
Yeah. Good thing we're not a YouTube couple.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All
right. Black women.
About black women?
No. Let me set up the scene. All
right.
Once again, I saw on the socials the thing about this black girl posted. Was it a black girl? No, it was a black guy. Excuse me. He was like, when black women date white men, they cheer for it. And they pop for it. and they get all happy and like, yeah, go ahead, sis, do your thing, sis, be great, blah, blah, blah. But when a black man gets with a white woman, they get all mad and they're all like, oh, you don't like black women, you don't think we're equal to white women, blah, blah, blah. You don't wanna, you know, help out the culture, continue our race, so to speak. So, what are your thoughts on that, Cody?
Yet another double standard.
Yeah, it's a big double standard, and I think it's a stupid one.
It's, I don't know, cause I think black women feel like they're at the lowest of the totem pole. Mm-hmm. So, like, whenever they get with a white man, the stigma is like, oh, you made it, or like, that's supposed to be your sugar daddy, something like, it gets really like testy, but, cause in their eyes, if you get with a white man, like you said, like, everything's paid for, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I feel like they're accepted more.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. And then
the
like,
white man's accepted?
No, the black woman, because she's with a white man.
Yeah, like, she either is a sellout or like she like has control of him, mm-hmm, in a sense. But when it's the other way around, it's kind of like when you like a black man is gonna sell out and yield a white girl because she may do some things better or worse than the black girl does, and then it's looked at like, it's kind of like on both sides. Like, if you're a white girl and you got a black guy, it's like a trophy. Because believe it or not, like, black men are like wanted by everybody on earth as like a trophy, just because of the stigma of, but yeah. So that's how I feel about it. Just because when it's still around, it's like, oh, am I not good enough, blah, blah, blah. So then, if I'm not good enough, I'm going to go get with this white man and show you I'm good enough. And then it's just, it gets nasty, but that's how I feel about it, basically.
Right. Good take.
It can be very situational, I guess.
What's your take? Let's hear it.
You love who you love. That's all I got.
Oh, come on.
I don't really...
Unravel the onion.
Get deep. Pause.
Go ahead.
Well, in that, I don't really have anything deep to talk about that.
Is it because you're black and white?
It could be, why? But I've seen my mom with white men and black men, so, and she's white.
Does
so.
She have a preference?
Yes.
Black bald men.
Mm-hmm.
Black bald men, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Give me some time.
Give me a few years.
All right.
Surely.
But, yeah, I just think, I mean, if you want to be with a black guy, be with a black guy. But don't be getting on black guys for being with white men. White women. I just don't understand.
I think you got to look at a person for who they are.
And I feel like because black women, they'll see you with a white chick and they're like, oh, he not eating good and she not doing what she's supposed to do in the bedroom and blah, blah, blah. You don't know that.
I feel like black women are like stronger though mentally. So then they'll use that to like empower, like make that white man feel powerless.
Yeah.
In a sense. So then he can have, or she can have him do whatever he wants. And he's supposed to be more well off than a black male would be. So if she can have control over somebody who is more well off, then she feels like she can just control everybody. But then again, there's some white girls that be getting them dusty ass black dudes.
Yes. And this is no disrespect, all disrespect to the dusty black dudes, but fix yourself up, man.
Yo, some white girls got it made.
Stop sagging your pants.
They got it made real quick, and then I don't want to say throw it away, but that's what it looked like.
Right.
Throw away that lifestyle for something like, especially like hood dudes, because everybody wants to be with a hood dude till it's time to do some hood dude shit. Mm-hmm. So it's all good until you know shit hit the fan, and now it's my dad's gonna break us out, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And then you really burned that bridge as soon as you went rebelled and went against your parents just because you wanted to live that lifestyle. So
I just don't see what's attractive about the hood dude thing. Like,
why? I don't either, Cody.
It's,
do
I don't know personally, but I think it's an excitement factor just because, like,
you don't know if he's going to jail today or tomorrow.
Just, you know, like, doing some movie shit, like, get with a dude who sells drugs. Yeah, like some Bonnie and Clyde type shit. If he sells drugs, that's, you know, you're not supposed to be doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's like the, like, being rebellious.
Yeah, that's, that adds more into it.
A hood dude or a girl who likes hood dudes, you got a problem with what we're saying.
Hey, do your thing, sis.
Hit me up. Air it out.
It ain't even.
Let me know how you feel, because I'm trying to get an understanding. Like, what do you see in these hood dudes with the weird hair? I'm not trying to judge anybody.
Nah, it's never judging nobody.
I don't see. But, like, what do you see in them? Like, they got the iPhone with the Android quality camera. Don't know how. They talking about to hit a leg, you know what I'm saying? Smoking a blunt. I'm not a hood dude. I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool if you with that. But think about your future.
I just think, like, it's very dangerous most of the time.
And, like, these dudes were just sitting there, not doing it. Like, your aspiration is to sell weed in the same neighborhood for the rest of your life.
And the potential of getting caught and going to jail.
End up dead or in jail. Yeah. That's it. But
I'm not
like disrespectful. I'm not about to be complaining about it just because, like, that's how it is. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to complain about it. I'm just
do my thing. But it always like struck me because you always see, I've seen like a couple white girls like throw their life away over a hood dude, and then like they get pregnant, blah, 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 and now you just like, ugh.
And then you hate him.
Yeah, it's like, all right, you knew very well what happens. Yeah, like,
and you hate the dude.
You know damn well what happens.
Yeah.
In this lifestyle, so.
And I just feel like it all goes back to how social media portrays things.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what they do. And they use that to go after a dude. But shit, if I'm wrong, let me know.
I feel like a lot of it may be stereotypical, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Half of it. It is what it is.
I don't know.
Whatever, man.
You sound like some square ass niggas.
Who, us?
Yeah.
I don't know. Shit, if being a square is not being hood.
Nice.
I don't know. Let me know, Coach. Let me know.
I think you can be hood and still live a good, sustainable life, but.
I mean, I don't know.
It just depends.
Yeah, maybe I'm just talking to talk.
I'm not a hood dude, but I know the good ones
know how to turn it on and turn it off.
Yeah.
Like, when it's time to turn it on, you turn it on. But when it's time to turn it off, you know, and get down to business, you turn it off.
Like, if you're in an interview.
Yeah.
For the talk all hood. But there's some dudes that do.
Yeah. And that works for them. That's cool.
Yeah.
But to each their own.
Whatever. Moving on, man. Exactly. What the hell else is on the docket?
How do y'all feel about, since y'all two in a relationship?
Yes.
How do you feel about,
like, personal space?
Much needed.
Yes, extremely needed.
Explain that.
So, in my relationship, Michaela and myself, we see each other damn near every day.
Mm-hmm.
But there is times, we like, you know, like, cuddling, all that gushy, mushy, whatever shit that, oh, Jesse came in the rumble. But,
oh no.
It really looks like him though. But all that ushy gushy stuff that couples do. We do all that. But then there's times where it's like either we're on the bed and we're just to ourselves, maybe on our phones, or I mean doing something else or whatever. And or she'll be in another room, I'll be out here, whatever. But you always need space to yourself. Because if you don't have any space to yourself, then I feel like you're going to go crazy.
Yep.
Like,
I feel like you need time to miss that person. I don't really know how to explain
that. Did one of y'all ever say, let's take a break?
Like from the whole relationship?
I don't know. Like if somebody just says, let's take a break.
It's happened once before.
How'd that go?
It lasted for a day. Because we love each other, right? Well, like, we got in an argument, and she was the one that initiated it, and she was like, I think we should just take a break. And me, I'm not that type of person.
Why?
Because I don't feel like taking a break works anything out. Just from past experiences. And, like, we work shit out, and it gets fixed. It gets fixed. But, so we took this little break, and then for me, it was good because I got to, you know, think of, because it was a pretty big argument. I don't even remember what it was about. It was a big argument, and it gave me time to think about, like, my end of things and then her end of things. And then when we came back to it and we started talking again after a day, wasn't that long. It was like both of us had a new perspective of where each other was coming from, and it made us understand the situation a lot better and diffuse it a lot easier.
So it was like a
it ended up being a good thing.
Like a make sure you like y'all really want to do this type thing?
Yeah. Or,
okay.
Yeah. Like realize that you actually want to be in this relationship.
Where it's going.
Yeah.
Things like that.
I mean, personally, why did y'all need a break to do that?
Huh?
Why did you need a break to figure that out?
Because at that moment in time, we were just arguing, and it just turned into arguing for the sake of arguing.
We weren't listening to each other.
And no one was listening to anyone, and so we took a break, and that just helped me. Again, you might have a different input on it, but it helped me understand every different. It was like that gif of, remember in The Hangover where you're doing the math and stuff, and everything was on the screen. That's how it was for me that whole time. And so I would go through, look at the text messages, you know, see, like, oh, maybe if I did this, well, you know, it just helped me out.
Okay.
I think I was able to reflect on it and move forward. I mean, when you first take the break, it's weird talking to someone every day for so many years, and then you just don't talk at all.
Oh, wait, when did this happen?
This was a while ago.
It was...
Halfway, or...?
No, this was this year.
Yeah, it was months ago, but...
A couple months ago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now, she wanted to take a break 3 months into the relationship.
Hey, I was young and fresh, okay?
I was at Dave's house, and I was like, bro, like, she wants to take a break.
Was I there?
No, you were in the town. And I was like...
Find me out in different places.
No, it was back in the day, which, when Dave comes back, we gotta do this again. When we would, like... We would be in our feelings, and we just sit at the pool and just cool. It was one of those times, and I was like, bro, she wants a break. You know, I don't know what to do. And he was like, how long have you been together? I was like, 3 months, man. And then he was like, if she wants a break in 3 months, I don't think this is the right thing to do, G. And then, like, right as he said that, she texted me, and she was like, I can't not talk to you, blah, 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 with all the emojis, because that's when we're in the cupcake stage.
Oh.
And so, that doesn't really count, but, so I'd say only one time.
In my defense, I feel like I was very young and overwhelmed at the time. And
you were what?
First
I was what?
Serious relationship.
19?
I was 16. So.
Well, yeah, back to personal space. Personal space is extremely important in everything, but especially in a relationship, because sometimes you just need time to yourself. You want time to yourself.
Right.
You want to, like, say, I want to play my PS4 and not be bothered.
Yeah, we can be in the same room and have our personal space.
Yeah.
But there's also...
wants to watch whatever and not be bothered. So, and then going outside of a relationship, like at work. Like, on my break, I don't like to talk to anybody. And it's not because I don't like people. It's just because I've been in everyone else's bubble the whole day. And on my break is my only time for myself until I get off of work. So if you come in and you're bugging me, I'm gonna get mad at you.
Come in talking about work.
And I don't want to talk about work on my break. And I feel like people should respect that. And I feel like some people should understand where I'm coming from. In work, real life, perspective or in a relationship perspective. So.
Okay.
That's my take on it.
Michaela?
Yeah.
Did you say your take already or no?
Well, it's kind of like interjecting. Oh.
I didn't let you have time to talk. My bad.
Speak your piece.
I feel like I don't know how to talk about things like that. Like, I don't know how to talk actually about anything. Elaborate on things.
Well, this is your first time on the podcast.
Yeah, so.
Just talk.
I understand.
About what?
You gotta just act like the mics aren't there.
It's kind of right here.
That's how I've been doing it. Just make sure you're talking to the mic. But, yeah.
We're still talking about the break thing or?
Yeah, personal space.
Oh, personal space. I said, yeah. I feel like we need personal space. Why?
I'll tell you why. What?
Mental clarity. Okay. I'll tell you why.
Answering your own question.
What's your take on it, Cody?
Personal space?
Yeah.
Cody needs that, a lot of it.
I have a lot of it.
But I've been an independent person like forever just because I'm an only child.
Mm-hmm.
So that's never really, like, been like a need or like I've never really needed anybody. Because I know how to be by myself. So, it's never really been, like, a thing.
Like, there'll be days where I just don't talk to nobody.
Just be in the room. Either, like, studying or something or, like, just looking up on something. But I feel like it is important just because that's all I know. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not really...
It has been a trouble for me.
What
do you mean yet?
I don't know. I'm just saying, I feel like what if you get in a relationship, like, I feel like you being with someone a lot, it's going to kind of mess up your personal space that you already have now.
Yeah, it can.
So.
You just got to manage it, like.
Yeah.
There's sometimes where, like, maybe I want to, like, go out and do something, like, I'll go out somewhere, I'll go see a movie by myself, but.
Seeing a movie by yourself is sublime.
It is.
It's great.
I've never done it.
You should try.
It can be seen as like a loner thing, but like really
it's it's very relaxing.
Yeah.
You don't got people asking you about, oh, what's this? No, it's
are you
just
talking
you.
About me?
Like, look at that face.
No. Even though you do that.
Because like, I don't know what's happening half the time. I watch movies I didn't see the beginning of or the first part of or whatever. Try to get the story.
Like, you get to experience it by yourself.
Yeah, I go to the movies by myself. I even went to the club by myself one time.
That's dangerous. For a female.
Oh, yeah. But
a lot of things are dangerous for females these days,
I'm cool.
I go in there and have a good time with my damn self.
Yeah.
Because I feel like everybody needs...
I know humans are, like, social creatures, but eventually...
You just need time for you.
Yeah, we're gonna die like alone anyway. Mm-hmm. Not to sound dark, but yeah, you only got yourself. So if you feel like you need attention from other people, then you know people don't last forever.
Yeah.
So
well, that's a good trait to have, Cody.
It's good to know. Yeah.
Wish I had that. I gotta work on that then. There's always room for improvement.
Always.
Always.
But you know you have like how many siblings?
Three.
That you grew up with?
Yeah, yeah. Three.
So, like, you used to...
People in
some
my face.
Kind of, yeah, like, you used to some kind of social interaction, but... And you as well, too, so...
Yeah.
But... I didn't really... Have no really companion to talk to, so... I ended up talking to myself, damn man.
But...
having friends in the neighborhood... That was cool. You know, you go outside...
I'll be up at that spot, yep.
Good times. I want to talk about men. I think y'all already talked about this actually. Men or women, like men or women paying for things. Like people thinking the man always has to pay for stuff.
We talk about men and women paying for things, or who should pay for what?
Yeah,
like in general.
You guys are talking about that.
I think so, but what's your take on it?
I don't remember.
I think it should be equal. But that's just me.
As in what?
Like paying for things. Like, are we talking like if we live together or?
I don't know. You brought it
okay,
up.
Okay, well, I'm talking about like living together or just dating in general. Like, it shouldn't all be on the man. because they're gonna be broke.
So what's the split? Like, is it a straight 50-50?
I think it'd be like, oh, I gotta do some math. 60-40.
You gotta do math for that.
That's quick math right there.
60-40 in favor of who? The guy.
Yeah. Why?
The guy's doing the 60.
Well, yeah. Sound like a dog.
Yeah, there's a dog.
Oh, I thought it was in Jesse's room. Yeah, I mean, I feel like the woman should pay for things too, but in the end, the man should pick up the, like, any slack that is left over.
Why is that?
Yeah, why? Yeah.
Because you're dominant, in my opinion.
So we're dominant, but we have to clean up after people.
No. Like, if your woman is, like, low on money or something, I feel like you pay. You're not getting
what if it's the other way around?
Yeah, what if the guy's low on money?
Well, yeah.
Because, you know, it's a lot of broke things.
That's
out
where
there.
The 40 comes in.
So, that's essentially what you're saying is it's a 50-50 split.
I guess.
Now, like, when it comes to, like, paying, like, for dinner, in an ideal world, if I were to pay for the bill and you got the tip, but whatever.
Or you got dinner, I got dessert. You got dinner, I got movie.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, with us, when we go out, it's like, I'll pay for this, you pay for that. Unless it's like a birthday or something. So it's pretty even split in our case.
Yep. But in the end, I feel like they should go to the man. But that's just my opinion.
Bless you.
We gotta figure out where this line is drawn.
50-50.
Well, no, it's 60-40.
To me, it's 50-50. To her, it's 60-40.
That's a good math. Why?
We're gonna have to meet at like 55.
55-45.
Melting pot time. Melting pot, if you listen to the podcast, woman, at the end of every episode, we give a shout out to somebody, whoever it may be, end the episode off on a good note, and then we go about our business. So,
sounds good.
Cody, what are you gonna put in the melting pot today?
Today, I'm gonna put I'm gonna put Nick in the melting pot.
Ah, yes, Nick Coleman.
Yes, sir.
Is that the football star?
Yep, the one and only. Shouts out to Nick. Keep doing your thing, bud.
Nice. Shout out, Nick. Babe.
You're awesome.
Thanks. Who are you going to put in the melting pot?
Oh, me?
Mm-hmm.
Is that just a general shout out?
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody.
I'm going to shout out.
A person or a group of people?
My mentor, Miss Susan Ivy. She inspired me to be a better person.
Shout out to Miss Susan.
Miss Ivy, wife of Wayne Ivy, the sheriff.
Oh, was that?
Just putting a connection.
Cloud chasing, huh?
No.
Okay.
Trying to clickbait.
Mm. Clickbait.
Wayne Ivy on the show confirmed. Who knows? One day, maybe. Probably not.
Probably not. Probably arrest you. I'm just kidding. Cut that out.
Wow. No, it's in there. I don't even know who I'm putting in a melting pot, to be honest.
Me.
No.
That's selfish.
Me and his mom, because our birthdays are coming up and we're cool.
No.
Well.
But happy birthday to you and ASAP.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
I am going to put my sister.
Which one?
Which one? Ah. I'm going to put Adria in the melting pot.
I feel like you and Alicia got beef.
Got beef.
He misses her.
I miss Alicia so much.
I just feel like there's subliminal beef going on. I don't know. Some sibling beef? I don't know.
No, I mean, when we get together, we're like, I don't know. Sometimes Sometimes. Oh, what the? Oh. Oh. Yo.
He pulled up a...
We watch some TV and something funny just happened. But I'll put Adrienne in the melting pot because she's doing her thing finally.
Doing the damn thing.
No offense. She's finally got a new spot. And she finally then moved out and is on her own. Chilling. Yep. So, shout out to Adria. Keep doing your stuff.
Shout out Alicia, too.
Shout out all my sisters, but today, shout out Adria. So, yeah. Anyways, thanks for rocking with us.
We'll be more exciting next time.
We were pretty good this time. It was, you know, it's late.
It was my first time.
It's Michaela's first time.
Need some more energy.
Energy will be there.
I'm tired, okay?
Next time on the show... We might have Jesse if he stops running away from us. He
stops running away from my fade.
Who knows? Give Cody his fade, Jesse. All right, thanks for listening. Follow all of us on the socials. AP Flacco, O'Jody, Michaela January. Pretty basic stuff, right?
No, it's not. Is it? It's Michaela Jan.
Michaela Jan.
Michaela Jan underscore, I think.
Michaela Jan underscore. Yeah. So, excuse me.
And it's spelled M-I-K-A-Y-L-A. Thank you.
I don't know. And then January.
Like the month.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
Thanks for listening.
It is.
Socials for the podcast will be up at some point, hopefully soon. So, awesome. Catch y'all later.
Good night.
Bye, Catherine.
This concludes another episode of Melted Chocolate. Until next time, be great.